USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The investigation into former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo leads to a criminal charge, forcible touching, a misdemeanor. This coming after investigators poured over hundreds, maybe thousands of documents. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple explains why they settled on this charge.
We didn't want to muddy the waters and throw a bunch of charges out there and see which one sticks. This charge fits the allegation, and it fits the evidence that was obtained by our criminal investigators.
Cuomo due in court November 17th. The University of Southern California admits Friday it mishandled sexual assault allegations against a fraternity. USC's president saying Friday she knew last month of at least five allegations of drugging and sexual assault at Sigma Nu, but those allegations just coming to light in recent days. The northern lights may be visible in parts of the continental U.S. this weekend. The U.S. Space Weather Prediction Center says the aurora borealis may be visible Saturday night in the far northeast, upper Midwest, and Washington State. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Parents may soon have the option of getting their young children vaccinated. The FDA on Friday issues emergency use authorization for Pfizer's vaccine for kids 5 to 11. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona on ABC News.
We know vaccines work. It's the best strategy we have battling COVID-19. And I encourage, when you're eligible, to get vaccinated and breathe a little bit easier, not just because you're vaccinated, but because you know you're protecting those around you.
Pfizer says the vaccine is 90% effective at preventing symptomatic infection. The vaccine still needs CDC approval before shots can be administered. The CDC advisory panel meets Monday. World leaders find something to agree on. At the G20 summit in Rome Saturday, they endorse a global minimum corporate tax of 15%. The White House calls the agreement historic. An administration official tells CNN this will reshape the rules of the global economy. Formal approval expected Sunday. The Atlanta Braves take a 2-1 lead in the World Series to beat the Houston Astros 2-0 Friday night at home. Game 4 Saturday night in Atlanta. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Democrats see progress in passing big pieces of legislation. Here's Tim Berg.
Democrats say they will reach a decision soon regarding the hard infrastructure bill and social spending package. California Congressman and Progressive Caucus Deputy Whip Ro Khanna spoke about this on Fox News.
I believe we're very close to having both bills passed. We will have a significant investment in infrastructure, including our ports.
He adds that people can, in fact, vote on the two bills separately, even though Democrats, like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, have advocated for both bills. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A New York Democrat seeking to become the first black female governor in U.S. history. Wendy King has more.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has announced her plans to run for governor of New York, pledging to take on the powerful. She made the announcement on a video posted on Twitter. In the video, she said she's running to bring good-paying jobs, a better health care system, a protected environment, affordable housing, and better schools to the state. James, who is a progressive, will face the more moderate New York Governor Kathy Hochul in the Democratic primary in June. Hochul took office in August, replacing former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who resigned in the wake of a damning report on sexual misconduct allegations from James's office. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.